So welcome this morning. We're going to be starting a new series. 20 Years Labor Insights. It's a new series for sometimes I feel like, I don't know about you, but like school is like a new start, right? Like I tell my kids that whatever happened last year is last year. Whatever happens tomorrow starts a new start. And I sometimes think the same way for us. How many people would like a new start to the year? Or maybe just a fresh vision for your life and purpose for your life. And so we tried to think that through. And there's a pastor a couple of us students and myself went to a summer camp. We went to summer camp. We were looking for a camp, asking the Lord, God, what do you have for us? What do you have for us? We ended up going to this camp. Really a beautiful start to our youth group. Give it up for Momentum Students. And so God's doing great things. They had so many students here this past Wednesday. Come if you're 12 to 18. And so we started the group, Momentum Students. God gave us vision. And then we started going and listening to the different conferences and leadership conferences. And there is a pastor that is in charge of the state of Assembly of God. We go to Assembly of God camp. We are not Assembly, but we go to Assembly of God camp. And his name is Pastor Charlie. And he's really cool. He's a good speaker. And basically, we were at this conference, this leadership conference, and we were at summer camp, and we were at influence conference. We're at all the things that we do with our students. And he kept on saying these words, whatever you do, be intentional. And like so much, you ever hear somebody that says it so much that you're like, what in the world? Why are they saying it so many times? Like it was that kind of thing, like be intentional. And I was thinking about that, and I think about him often. Anytime I hear the word intentional, I always think, well, there goes Pastor Charlie again. He has something to say about being intentional. And as I've been thinking on that in the past couple of years and sitting underneath his leadership at camp and at student conferences, I'm thinking, everything he does is intentional. Somebody say intentional. And this whole series is about that, is about being intentional. Now, there is a difference in being intentional versus intending to do something. You ever intend to do something like you intend to go work out and it may or may not happen? You intend to show up at church on Sunday morning and here you are. So clearly your intentions have worked out in that case. Maybe you have an intention that you are going to go and visit a family member that you haven't seen in a long time. An intention, now I have a definition for intending, is planning or meaning to do or be at the specific side. That was a crazy word. Specific place or purpose. We have an intention. We have good, I think most of us in the room would say, I have good intentions. Like, I meant to do that. I meant to call someone. I meant to text them. I meant to show up. I meant to be at this place. But it doesn't always happen, right? Like, it's not like I got up this morning and went and worked out this morning. It was Sunday, so I'm free and clear. But the intention doesn't always mean that I was intentional. The definition of intentional is this. It's done with intention or on purpose. Somebody say purpose. Now, there is a difference between intending to do something and being intentional. Intending means that it may or may not happen. If I am intentional about doing something with an intention or purpose, it means that I am making and planning my day around that specific thing in my life. So if I plan to go and work out, it's intentionally waking up at 5:30 in the morning. Can I get an amen? Even when you don't feel like it and saying, okay, this morning I am going to be intentional about something that is concerning to me. You maybe if you're texting somebody, I try to be intentional in my text messages that I text 2 to 3 people a day. I try, when I wake up, I just sort of have a plan. I'm intending to do something, but not just intending to do it. I am trying to be intentional. Now, the average person, and we're probably average in here, makes 35,000 decisions every single day. every single day. It could be something simple like get out of bed, brush your teeth, use the restroom, whatever it is, however your routine looks. But you make about what I'm going to eat for supper. Or right now you're probably thinking, what am I going to eat for lunch? You have these decisions that you're, where am I going to go? Who am I going to talk to? What TV show, what Olympian am I going to watch tonight? We're watching the Olympics at our house. Ooh. And so you have these decisions that you make, and you make 35 a day, 35,000 approximately, more or less. And how do many times do we think and consider about the decisions that we are making? Usually big decisions will have an intentionality. We'll look at it with intention and say, okay, I'm looking at this. I want to be intentional and specific on this thing. But little decisions like what I'm eating for lunch isn't really something that I have an intention towards. And this morning, I want us to be intentional. Everybody say, be intentional. Intentional looks at the future. So when you're looking with intentionality, whenever you're looking, you're not just thinking of the moment, what feels good right now, which is sleeping in. It doesn't feel good, what looks good for my lunch. It's looking at the eyes of the future. So when you're looking at something intentionally, you're saying, okay, let me look at what that looks like 3 months from now. 6 months from now, what does that look? How will I look 1 year from now? And how will my future look 10 years from now? The intentionality that we do things in the present is what makes our future happen. So we have to be intentional. The intentional life is a practical way of living in God. And this whole series is not going to be anything but more specific of how we live intentionally for God and for his purposes in our lives. How you live. You're designed to help solve problems, communicate. You have encounters with family and personal relationships. It will help you to make better decisions when you are intentional in every decision and in every area of your life. The intentional life is not for a quest for perfection or personal. You know, like you're not like saying, I'm going to be perfect. It's just, I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to make sure that the thing that I thought about is actually the thing that happens. That the way that I want to grow spiritually is the way that I am spiritually 5 years from now. You will begin to look at your life and say, how can I be intentional? Now, we're going to be talking, this is a promo for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about 5 areas of our lives. Are you ready? If you're writing notes this morning, write them down. Here's the 5 areas that we're going to be talking about. Faith, everybody say faith. Marriage, everybody say marriage. Even if you're not married, you need to come on to this series, to that week, because it's going to be talking about being intentional. And even now that you can make intentional decisions towards a marriage that's 5 years from now or 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about health. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's probably going to be me because I'm the least good at that one. And so family and kids and being intentional in our families. And then we're going to be talking about finances. Can I get being intentional in the way that we have our financials and our finances? And so a lot of times, I have a deck of cards here. These are a big old jumbo deck of cards. Anybody play cards? I play Pedro. I grew up down the bayou. So and so that's what sort of what we did. And I have a deck of cards. And I think sometimes what we do is, or what we try to do, is we try to do things, and we have a set plan. Like most of us will go to work tomorrow, we'll show up at 9, end at 5. And then we'll do, maybe we'll have supper, or we'll intend to do something, and we may or may not do it. We may watch the Olympics for 3 more hours than we're supposed to. We might have all these different plans and ideas in our lives. And so this morning, we want to be intentional in our faith. Now, what I'm going to do this morning is I have an intention of hitting this podium right here in my faith. For example, I might be interested in becoming a disciple of Jesus. And as you can tell, it didn't happen. It had no intention. Maybe this morning you think, well, I intend to join a small group. We're going to have a small group Sunday at the end of the month. And you can try. Man, that didn't happen either. Maybe you could intend to tell someone about Jesus at your work, and unfortunately, that one just didn't quite hit the mark. You never told any about Jesus. In our marriages, what we tend to do sometimes is, well, I want to be intentional. I want to have a date night. oh man, we didn't do it that month. We had no intentionality. And so then maybe you just want to tell your spouse inside of your marriage, like, oh, I love you, or thank you for doing that. And you tended to do it, and I'm not doing good at all. My intentions. And so then we go to our health, and we look at our health, and we're like, okay, I know that the way that I'm living life isn't very healthful, and so maybe I intend to eat broccoli. I always intend to eat broccoli. Yeah, and so that one sort of landed, right? As I tried hard. And so I had one, and that day I ate broccoli, but the next day I intended to do it again, and it probably just didn't happen. And so now we're looking at our health, and we're looking at our family, like, okay, we always intend, we try to be spiritual. And so we want to do a family night with our kids. We read the Bible together, and we tend to do that, and like 2 to 3 nights a week, that really hits the mark for us. And then we try to intend to do it, I'm doing good. And so then I try again, but not going to show. It's going to fall. I feel it. Okay, there it is. And so they were doing this. And so the intention that I had didn't quite miss the mark. It didn't make the mark. And we do this with our family, and then we do it with our finances, right? Like, ooh, I'm going to save this month. That was not even a chance. The bills came in. And so you're looking at your bills and you're like, man, I have an intention of giving to the church, and that one's way off as well. And so we look at it and we have, okay, I know I'm only getting older. I know that in my mind. I can feel that. So I need to save for retirement. And we have the intention of doing it, but it doesn't quite hit the mark, right? And so in all of our life, our intentions are not exactly what God has for us. And here's what we need to be, is we need to be intentional. Now, if I go and get this card, oh, there's a joker, so that's sort of bad. Okay, here's the Six of Hearts. And so I'm looking at that. What do I need to do with my finances, with my faith, with my marriage, with my family, with my kids, is I need to be intentional. I placed it, because that came first. So whenever I'm sitting down with my family, we're having Bible time together, I intend to do that. Now, I'm intentional. I don't just intend. I am putting it down as something that before gaming, before anything happens in my house, we are going to have a family time and spend time in the Bible together. That's what we're going to do. Like, here's a good example. I always intend to do communion at Hope Community Church. I forget. And so people come remind me, Tara, we should do Hope Community. Like, yes, we should do communion. And I was intentional, and I put it in my calendar every single first Sunday of the month. We're having communion at Hope Community Church. I became intentional instead of I was intending to do it, and I just never got around to it. Now, if we're looking at an example of who lived an intentional life, his name is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus was intentional. In fact, in Genesis, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 16. That'll be up on the screen. Chapter 21 through 23. We're going to look at Jesus' life just for a second. But everything in all of the earth is intentional. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, there was God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And with intentionality, the Bible says that they began to create things, right? The first day they created light. The second day there was a firmament. On the third day there was dry ground. On the fourth day was the sun and the moon and the stars. On the fifth day was the fish and the birds. Why? Because before there could be fish and birds, there had to be what? Light. And day, there had to be night and light. Before there could be animals and creatures on the land on the sixth day, there had to be a ground that they could walk on. So there was an intentionality that God had whenever he put the earth into existence. There is an intentionality in our human bodies so that our eyes are the things that see, your ears are the things that hear, and your mouth is the thing that talks hopefully the least, right? Because you only got one of them. There was an intentionality to the design that God created in the world, the design that God created in us, but there was also an intentionality of Jesus's life. Now, Jesus was always on an example, and he was always looking towards the future. Can I get that cross there right now before we go into the scripture? Jesus knew, being very intentional, why he came to the earth. We're going to look at the scripture, but I want to put the cross on this side of the stage because I want us to be the same. In the next month, I want you to look at your life and view it. Can we just put it like sideways? Yeah, so I can see there. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. And so we have the cross. Now, this month, I want us to look at our finances, our family, our relationships, our health, all those things with a view of not right now. That's easy. That's easy to look at, right? What satisfies me now? What helps me right now? Rather than looking at the right now, I want us to look at the future. And the future is heaven. I just want to say that securely and without a doubt. So my future is found in Jesus. And because my future is found in Jesus, I am looking anxiously towards that day. I'm being intentional. I am looking at the cross. I'm not looking at this moment. I'm not looking at just this little space and time. I understand that God wants me to be intentional. Now, Jesus knew he had an intentional assignment, and the intentional assignment was to lay his life on the cross for our sins. Now, look at that chapter, Matthew chapter 16. Now, this is going to, you're going to hear this several times today, what Jesus does. He knew that he had to die. He knew that he was sent. He had a purpose. He knew that there was a plan over his life. So in Matthew chapter 16, I want you to look at verse 21. It'll be on the screen, but you can look in the Word this morning. It says, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. So again, with intention, he is saying, this is what I'm called to do. Now look at verse 22. You've probably heard this before. It says, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from me or from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. So Peter, like he always does, stands up and says, God, Jesus, this will never happen. This is not who you are. This is not what you called to do. Even though with intention, Jesus said, that is exactly what I'm called to do. Look at verse 23. It says, but he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. So with intentionality, Jesus understood the assignment was to get to the cross. I have to get to the cross. And in the middle of that assignment, one of his very good friends, Peter, who is known to be outlandish at times, gets in front of him and says, oh, no, that should never happen to you. But Jesus, with intentionality, says, far be it from me. And he says, what is so outstandingly, at times almost outlandish, Landish says, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because I have an assignment on my life. I know what the assignment is. The assignment is to get to the cross. So if a person comes that gets in the way of who I'm supposed to be and what I'm called to do, with intentionality, I am going to say something that gets them out of my way. Does that make sense this morning? God wants you to be intentional about your decisions. Even if now, clearly, Jesus was not calling Peter Satan. In fact, and later on in scripture, he says, on this rock I will build my church. Who is he building the church on? Peter. He just knew in that moment that Peter was being used by Satan. There's a difference. That Peter was being used by Satan to get in front of the assignment that God had for him. Intentionality is keeping the goal in front of you. Write that down this morning. If you're going to be intentional, intentionality is keeping the goal in front of you. For Jesus, the goal is the cross. I am going to the cross. I have to get to the cross. Peter, get beside me. Hey, the assignment is this, that I am looking at the cross. I am going towards on the mission that God has for me. So number one, intentionality is keeping the goal in front of you. But number two, intentionality is removing things that are a distraction distraction from the goal. So if you're looking at your faith and your finances and your family, you're looking at your relationships and you're looking at your health, and it's a distraction to you, you could be like Jesus and say, "Get behind me, Satan," because you're not looking at that thing, or you're not looking at that person, or you're not looking at that addiction any longer, and you're saying, "Okay, Christ, I want to follow you. I am being intentional." Everybody say intentional. So that means that I remove distractions from my life. I remove things that do not matter. So let's just talk about our family, my family. I'll just use our family as an example. If family time is important to me, and it is, then we have intentionally, we have a sign in our refrigerator. I think Ted made it a couple months ago. Daddy Vo family. And this is what we're going to do. We have a supper together. We're intentional. We all eat supper together in the same room at the same time. We have conversations. They're mostly crazy. But we're having supper together. At the end of that supper time, we're looking at the Word of God. We read a chapter. Somebody's praying. Somebody's talking. And we're doing it with intentionality. That means, if today that doesn't happen, we look at, we got to put ourselves back. We have to align ourselves back so that we can do the focus of what we want to do within our family. It's being intentional. It means gaming doesn't happen. It means Olympics don't happen. I'm just talking to myself now. And so it means that those things don't happen until I intentionally meet the goal that I have for my family. I'm being intentional. I'm not just hoping that I make the mark or hoping that I somehow this card hits this podium. No, I am putting it down and saying, that's first. My marriage is first. My finances are first. I'm going to begin to do things with intention. Jesus did things intentionally. Now, that was the first time that Jesus mentioned, "I'm going to the cross." But it's not the last time that he talks about it. In fact, he revisits his intentionality. And I have this as a slide. It is vital that we revisit over and over again our intentionality. Why? Because we forget. I forget that I said that we are going to have family time within our family. So sometimes life is crazy and this student's at band and this one of the kids is doing this and one of the kids is at his job. And so what I have done that is so helpful is right there on the refrigerator, I'm looking at the sign, spend time with your family. And even if it's only one of them, I'm being intentional because I tend to forget. Jesus is in the same pattern. He's saying, "Oh, no, no, no. You know, I said it once. I'm going to the cross. But let me be intentional." He revisits his intentionality. Intentionality is continually being intentional because we're human. Because I get distracted, because we tend to be like sheep and we go astray. And when we become intentional over and over again, we begin to see a better plan emerge. So let's look at a couple more spots where Jesus says that. Now the Gospel of Luke in chapter 9 says the exact thing that we just read in Matthew chapter 16. But there was a second warning that Jesus says in Mark 9, 30 through 32, and it'll be on your screen. It says, "They left the place, and they passed through Galilee, and Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him.'" Now look how specific he's being. "They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. But they did not understand what he meant, and they were afraid to ask him about it." So again, with intentionality, now he's adding in specifics. He is not looking in the moment. He is looking to the future. He is saying, "I want to be intentional, and I'm going to tell you how I'm going to die, and that I'm going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they're going to kill him. And after 3 days, he rose." He said that specifically, but he doesn't say it just twice. He says it in third time. In Matthew 20, verse 17 through 19, it says this. "Now Jesus was going into Jerusalem, and he took the 12 disciples aside, and he said to them," notice he said it out loud, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death, and they will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And on the third day, he will be what? Raised to life. So now, in his intentionality, he says the same thing, but he adds just a little bit more. Not only will I die, not only will I be buried, but I will be raised to life. He is looking with intention at the cross. He is not letting anyone distract him from the goals and the plans that he has for himself. And then the fourth time, in Matthew 26, 1 through 2, he says, as you know, the Passover is 2 days away. Now he's close to his death. And he says, the Son of Man will be handed over and will be crucified. So again, four times, Jesus speaks with intention. And he looks at his life and he says, it's the cross. That's the intentionality of my life. I am going to die on the cross for their sins. I will be risen again, and they will have new life in me. And nothing is going to distract me. So this month, for you guys, the takeaway. And he says it actually again in John. It's all over in the scriptures. He knows what he's called to do. This month, we're asking that you at Hope Community would be intentional with your life. Not just maybe happens, maybe this will happen, but that you would begin to commit your plans to the Lord and that the Lord would begin to direct you. And you say, well, can't you just live by the Holy Spirit? Absolutely you can. Jesus did. He would get away with the Holy Spirit in the mornings, and then he would come and live an intentional, planned out life throughout the day. See, if we just throw these cards up in the air and pray that they come down onto the podium, most likely they won't. So when you're looking at your family, when you're looking at your finances, when you're looking at your marriage or your health, when you're looking at even your faith, I want you to look at that in the eyes of being intentional. Am I being intentional in my faith? Am I sharing with Jesus? You'll hear this. You'll hear these messages. I don't want to take away from the message of what you're going to hear. Am I being intentional with my family? Am I being intentional with my health and with my marriage? Am I being intentional in my finances? We're going to do a whole sermon just on finances. And this is practical living. This is like looking at what you have and saying, I need to be intentional so I don't live the rest of my life in debt. Can I get an amen? I mean, who even wants that? And so if you don't think about it intentionally, you'll live in the moment and you'll live for the feel good now. And you'll live for like, I just don't want to do anything in the moment. And 5 years from now and 10 years from now, you'll never have hit the goals that God has for you because you failed to plan in this moment. So let's take a look at our lives, all of us together, and say, how can I be more intentional? How? Look at our lives and say, how can I be intentional? Can we play some music, please? I know today you might have been thinking, okay, you probably already thought of something. Maybe just go and have like a little family time. Maybe you look at that and you're looking at the cross. And you're saying, okay, Lord, I understand that you were intentional when you died on the cross for me and for my sins. But take an honest look this morning at your family. Take an honest look at your faith. Take an honest look at your marriage. Take an honest look at your health, your family, your kids. Take an honest look even at your finances and start to begin to think to yourself, is there a way that I can start being intentional with what God has given me? Is there a way that I can start looking at the cross and saying, okay, Jesus, I understand that there is a plan and a purpose inside of all of this. Don't just live in the moment. Live for your future. And guys, our future is in heaven. I was talking to someone this past Wednesday, and I said, you know, if I was living for right now, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I said, if I was living for right now and the way that the life is, I said, I would just be doing something that would get me more money, more position, more power, all those things that seem to matter to the world. I said, but that's not our focus. I said, our focus is heaven. And we need to be intentional now in our faith. We need to be intentional now with our family. We need to be intentional now with stewarding our finances, our family, our health, all those things God has called us to do so that we can be intentional in the here and now. Would you bow your head, please, and close your eyes? This morning, would you look at your life? Would you look at your life and would you say, okay, that area, God, it's probably one that sticks out to you. Maybe just an intentionality this morning is just saying, you know what, I'm just going to be intentional and show up for the next 4 weeks. Just be intentional. Like you put that in your calendar, you put a little notification on. No excuses. I'm showing up. For others people, you might need to be intentional in joining the church. You say, okay, God, I'm going to join the church. I'm going to show up at First Steps next Sunday, 9:15. I'm there. Maybe it's being intentional this morning in your finances and stop just blowing things through the roof and instead look at where your money's going and start giving an account to the things that you have and where you're placing them and say, okay, God, I want to have that availability to have a future. I'm looking not just in the here and now. I'm looking for 10 and 20 years from now. Start planning now. Or maybe with your family or your marriage, it's on the rocks. Maybe intentionally just text one of your kids this afternoon. Tell them that you love them. Maybe intentionally having a family time if you still got littles at the house or even teens. Just show up and say, hey, we're doing a church time. We have a time of prayer with our family every day. Start being intentional. Ask the Lord, give me an intention to what I do. You matter, and what you do matters. Can we just pray this morning? Holy Spirit, we pray that we would begin to be intentional in all that we do. God, we pray, Lord God, that you would help us. God, to be good stewards of the time and the resources that you have given us, our marriages, our families. God, they're so important to you. God, they shine Jesus to other people. God, our finances, our health, God, those are things that matter. And God, rather than just throwing up a card and hoping that it lands in the right position, God, help us to start making some intentional decisions. God, some decisions that will affect our future. And God, that we will be like Jesus in this, that we will be focused on the goal that you have set before us. God, each one of those are different in the room, but they all matter. And God, our decisions impact other people. God, the way we live our life impacts, and we might not believe that, but it's just true, Lord. Help us to understand when we stand up and start making some things that are intentional, God, that you bless them and that you use them. God, we thank you for your presence and your spirit in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Amen. What a great message. If you are a visitor, a first-time visitor here today at Hope Community Church, we want to say welcome again and remind you to sign up. Fill out the visitor card. There should be one in the back of the chair in front of you. If there's not, you can ask for one at the front desk. Turn it in at the front desk. Get a gift and get involved. One of the ways you can be intentional about serving God is being involved in the local church, not just showing up and sitting in the back. I've played church before. You show up sometimes, you check the box, but if you get involved, you sign up, you get in contact with people, you build relationships, you show up for groups, you show up early on Sundays in prayer or in First Steps, you show up on Wednesdays and you get involved, you stop just tossing the card in the air, but you start putting your faith in, when I get involved with the local church, God will do a work in my heart. And so we're trusting in that. One thing I want to reiterate today, as Pastor Tara said, intentionality is keeping the goal in front of you and removing things that are a distraction from that goal. Remind me so much of Paul talking in Philippians 3 about straining toward the goal. If you don't have a goal, then you're just tossing your whole life up in the air, hoping that it lands in the right spot. He says, not that I've already obtained this or I'm already perfect. He talks about this righteous living in Christ. But I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead at the cross, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything you think otherwise, any distraction, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. What Christ has done in our hearts and wants to do in our lives, that's what we press forward towards. And everything else, as he guides us, we lay it by the wayside. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this time, for this moment in time that is not an accident to you, God. When you created the earth and you hung the stars, you didn't toss them out in chaos, but you intricately designed your creation, and we are part of that creation. You say that you wove us together in our mother's womb, God. Weaving is not an accidental thing. It follows a specific pattern. You have made us in a specific way. You do everything in order. You do everything with intentionality. Help us to mimic that today, God. We speak a blessing over your people here this morning, God. You have ordained the steps of your people. You have set a path for us and a plan for us, and you have put it in order. God, bless your people with the ability and the wisdom to walk in that plan and in that purpose. Your word says in Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us, God, to number our days that we may attain wisdom. So we pray that over your people this morning, God, that they would know that you have given them a purpose and a calling, and that you are going to give them the strength and the wisdom to walk towards that goal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed Sunday, and we'll see you on Wednesday.